Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
Going on, everybody. It's Monday night, time for another show. I hope everybody been all right, had a good weekend. So we're going to go ahead and get started with the show. So tonight's topic is abortion, pro-choice versus pro-life. Before we get started with all of that, we have to say, because I have a very strong opinion about this abortion topic, we're going to go ahead and get some things out of the way. Ms. Gabriella has some things she want to let you know, and then I'll come behind her. So Ms. Gabriella, how you doing?
Doing good. I got some little pop-up on my page that won't be quiet, but I'm okay.
You're all right. All right.
I'll figure out where it is. One second.
You got your technical difficulties out the way, Ms. Gabriella?
Yeah, I did. It was like some Dr. Scholl's commercial.
Oh, God. You got some bunions on your feet or something?
No.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. Anyway, you got any announcements you need to let everybody know about before you start?
Yes, I do. Well, I already put the links in the chat box. I'm going to actually add another one to it, but there's three announcements that I had to make. There are two Facebook fan pages that I'd like you to check out. It's facebook.com/galvipmag. It's a magazine that I work for, and it's spelled GALVIPMAG, so it's Gal VIP Magazine shortened. And then you can like my personal fan page, and it's Gabriella X Assayer. And I also wanted to promote a clothing line that I'm now a representative for it. And if you use the coupon code GALVIP13, you can get a 20% or 15% discount off your entire order. And the website is addictionco.bigcartel.com, and it's just an up-and-coming urban wear clothing line. So, you know, that's pretty much all I had to say.
All right, well, I want to let everyone know that we still got the school supply drive going on, that we will be getting started with that around the first week of August. So far, we had 5 people donate so far, and I appreciate all 5 people doing that. We're definitely still taking donations, because people were saying, are you still taking donations? Yes, we are. You can go to adviseshow.com, and you can donate there. As soon as you get there, you can put a dollar amount in. Whatever you can give is a help. You can hit add to cart, click the checkout button. Put in your information, hit submit, it'll take you to the PayPal link, and you should be able to donate that way. Now, we're trying to give school supplies to the kids so they can, you know, further their education, because education is the key out of the situations, out of the hood or whatever, not just twerking and not just ball playing or rapping or whatever. It's more the things in life that we can do outside of being an entertainer or shaking our behind somewhere. I mean, somebody needs to be a doctor, lawyer, judge. You know, somebody needs to be a carpenter, electrician, whatever. There's more things to do in life outside of shaking your behind or chasing a ball. So that's what, you know, we want to do with this particular school supply drive. So you find in your heart, donate, and you'll be blessed to donate. Now, on to the show. Ms. Gabriella, now, abortion, pro-choice versus pro-life. What side are you on and why?
See, I don't know how to feel about it. Like myself personally, I would not get an abortion unless it was for a medical reason. Say, for example, I would say, like, if it was rape, or if the child was going to be born with a serious deformity, I would just I don't want my kids to come into this world and suffer like that. So I probably, like, I don't say that I want to do it, but then I might consider. But I personally feel that if you get pregnant, I feel like you should be responsible for your child. And I know that some people say, oh, well, I'm not in a situation where I can care for a child and I can't, you know, I don't have the money to take care of a baby and this, this, and that. But it's like, I mean, but as an adult, you know that if you lay down and you have sex with somebody, you know that you're going to get pregnant. So there's no, there really is no reason to get pregnant at this, in this point, with all the, with all the advancements we have in technology. We have so many different forms of birth control pills, and even then, you got the old-fashioned way. I really don't want to get graphic here, but we got the pull-out method. You got the, I mean, you could just decide, okay, I'm not going to have sex while I'm ovulating. But there are so many options that you have out there, so there really is no reason to get pregnant and then to sit there and decide to get an abortion, especially if it's a late-term abortion. That's when I really, really have a problem, because I'm not really for abortion, but if you are going to go and get one, I don't think it's as bad if it's just within the first couple of weeks, and it's just, it's not even, I mean, it's not, it's, the baby can't even really feel anything at that point, because it's not a, it's not even a fully formed human, it's different. But when it's past 20 weeks, I think that's really mean.
Okay, I'm gonna let some calls in. I'm gonna see what they think, cause I'm gonna keep my mouth shut, let everybody talk, while I get kind of harsh a little bit. So let me go here. Eric Cole 678, you're on the show. What's your position on abortion? Pro life, pro choice.
This is the Chad, and this is pro life. And my reason being, look at MAFA 21, a documentary about abortion, Planned Parenthood, and Margaret Sanger.
Oh, yeah, I know about Miss Margaret Sanger. You heard
yes,
about that Negro project, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I did a video about Miss Margaret Sanger.
Yeah, there's documentaries about it. There's despicable ways to do abortion. Can't name it off the top of my head. But, yeah, thousands of babies get aborted every year. And I believe mm-hmm. it's 70% of Black babies are aborted, and 50% of white babies are aborted. So it's pretty much the Black and white rate of abortions is pretty much the same. But Latinos really don't get abortions like that.
No, they don't. Neither do Asians.
Really?
That's
I thought Asians
surprising.
Did, but okay.
No, Asians.
Yeah, no,
Asians and Latinos are actually very, very. I know, like, especially with Latinos, they a lot of them are diehard Catholics, and diehard Catholics do not even believe in contraception.
Yeah.
So that explains a lot why they have big families too.
And Tommy Sotomayor was saying this when he went everywhere in Colorado. Everywhere he said he everywhere he went to he'll see a group of Hispanics or different groups of Hispanics, but he couldn't find any Black people anywhere. So, you know.
Well, we it just depends on where you at. I mean, they got areas of this country there's no Blacks. At all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go up north, probably in Montana somewhere, you probably won't find no Negroes up there.
No, what I'm saying is that you won't find any Black people, but you'll find Hispanics. There's Hispanics in Montana.
I mean, especially any of the states that's bordering Mexico, yeah, I would say that, from California all the way down to Texas.
Yeah, they tend to stick together.
California and Texas are mostly Hispanic.
Well, especially Southern California for sure. And it depends on what
mm-hmm.
part of Texas you're in. Now, if you go to the valley here in Texas, yes, that's mostly Hispanic. It's closer to the Mexico border. Now, you go to a place here like Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, it's kind of mixed with everybody. I mean, but if you look at the population, of course, there are more whites here than anybody.
Ooh, I wouldn't agree with that. No, Texas doesn't have a white majority anymore. Hispanics took it over. Texas.
It must have been something recent since the last numbers I've seen, at least. Well, I know that Republicans was worried that Texas was going to eventually turn into a blue state. This is why they was pushing this Voting Rights Act thing through the Supreme Court. Yeah. But, you know, the situation with, you know, like, say, abortion and stuff like that, you know, I was reading a number of, like, an average of 3,800 abortions happen a day in the United States. Did you read that number?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, to me, all those abortions can't be, okay, you got a medical problem.
Yeah, I think it's different, because I think that you got to take personal responsibility at that point? Because it's just not a medical problem and you just say, oh, well, I'm pregnant and I don't want to mess up my body. Because I've actually heard women say, I think that's the most selfish thing ever. They say, I don't want to have a kid, so I don't want to mess up my body, and I don't want to, I want to have more money for myself. Or they'll just make up all kind of crazy reasons and as to justify their abortions. And I've seen people that actually use abortion as a form of birth control, and I think that's really way out of line.
Disgusting. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Because I've seen, I watched a video of an abortion that I couldn't sleep for days.
Yeah, it's horrible. But like I said, well, I got Chad on the line. Chad, I got to ask you a question before I go to the next caller.
Go ahead.
Hey, do you remember on your show, who was that guy I was going back and forth with for a while? What was his name?
Yeah, it was Mr. Wolf. He was trying to say blacks are the most violent, but we used the...
No,
the
it was okay. You know who he is, because like I said, I would like to have a little debate with Mr. Wolf on my show. You know how to get
American Renaissance. Yeah. I can definitely give him your number and everything. You know, give... Your, give his number to you. Yeah.
Oh, you or Facebook or something. And like I said, we need to see because I have some more choice words for that fella. But on a different note, like just to hear him out, let him say what he has to say, and I say what I like to say. That'll be very interesting for this show. Don't you think, Miss Gabriella?
Yeah, that kind of be fun, but we'll see. I just hope it doesn't get too heated. That's all, because I don't like that.
I also know some Christian identity people that might want to talk to you as well. You know,
who's cool?
Christian identity.
Who is that?
Yes, they're about worse, or as bad as the Klan, basically. But they can talk.
Well,
to
they're
you
not. No, well, I don't want to talk to nobody ignorant that can't talk. I'm talking about the guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, he has sense. Sense. The first time you start calling me nigga, I'm going to cut you off.
But it's amazing they could say all this, but they still know our history. They still know about Carter G. Woodson, Marcus Garvey. They even said y'all are the first people on this planet. Why can't y'all do anything? Instead, y'all just a bunch of N-words. This is what they say. They call themselves savages, too.
Yeah. So,
they know the truth.
Yeah, so, yeah. Send me his. Get in touch with him. Let him know if he wanna, or get in touch with me. Let him know if he wanna come on the show next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. And let me and him and the audience chop it up with a real white nationalist. I'm interested in talking to him.
All right.
Let me go to the next call. Eric Cole 402. You're on the show. Abortion, pro life, pro choice. What's your position?
Pro choice only in the event of rape, incest, or medical condition. Other than that, no.
See, I kind of agree with that.
I think the men are all saying no.
yeah. Well, that's right, though. If it's a medical issue or something like that, most people would say, okay, if it's an incest, I mean, come on, who wants to bear that kid? And then, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's normal circumstances, but for convenience, no.
But I want to know, I'm asking the men, though, why is it, like, why is it considered a turnoff, or if a woman says, oh, well, I had an abortion? Why is it an issue? Why do men say, I wouldn't date a woman like that?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, what you did before I met you is really, you know, as long as it's not harmful to me and our relationship, that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Chad, what's your position on that?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, I want to ask Chad a question. Well, Chad, if you were dating a female and she told you she had an abortion, would you continue to date her?
No.
And why wouldn't you say?
Because she killed a baby.
Wow.
Same position. I feel the same thing. Let me go to the next call real quick. Area code 229, you're on the show.
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, brother? On abortion, you pro-life or pro-choice?
I'm pro-choice, man. But kind of agreeing with the previous caller. It just depends on the circumstance. If it was a rape, or some kind of medical condition, or incest or something like that. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I don't look at it as one of those things where, I wouldn't consider dating a woman like that because of that. Now, if she just did it just out of hatred, I mean, that's a whole different story.
Yeah,
but you don't know. You do not know if she did it for convenience or hatred when she tell you, "Yeah, I had one." Because remember, women will lie to you now.
Okay, so then how do you know that she didn't have it because of a medical issue? Because she could have said, "Oh, well, I had an issue where I don't know, I was raped and I got an abortion." You wouldn't know. You really wouldn't know.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
women, my experience with women, if women start talking to you about intimate things, they have usually women don't have no problem telling you why, especially if something traumatic that happens to them. Because women want people to hear them out a lot of times. They have no problem telling you their feelings about, oh, I was raped, or, you know, if they lost a child medically, you know, they'll be feeling bad about it and stuff like that. And, you know, most guys, as the other guys are saying, they're cool with that. But if a chick has had an abortion just because, oh, well, I'm not ready for a kid, so I'm going to have an abortion, or like this one guy I know, you know, he asked a girl not to have the abortion, you know, just have the baby. He'll take full responsibility, sign up for the rights, everything. She don't want the kid. She said, no, I'm having an abortion anyway. And did the abortion, that kind of stuff, and to watch how that man's reaction was, because that would have been like his only kid, because he never had kids. I mean, that was kind of messed up to see that man's face like that.
But then, I mean, some women might be like, oh, well, I mean, I'm not saying I would get an abortion, but I'm just trying to, you know, understand where they're coming from, because they might say, well, I don't want to be a single mother. I don't want to, or, you know, because how do you know the relationship's going to work? And for a woman having a child, there's so much of a stigma in the society. Like, there are some men that will say, this could be a great woman, you know. There's women that are, they have a lot of stuff going for them. But let's say if they were in a long-term relationship, had a baby, and then the guy left, then there's a lot of men that will say, no, I'm not going to date you because you have a kid. I don't want to date a woman with a kid.
But not all men going to say that. That's the thing. Not all men are going to say that. And I tell women who are single that have kids, it's better to get with a guy who has children who's a good father anyway, because he would have no problem dating you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because me personally, you know, before I got married, I was dating a chick that had no kids, and that just didn't work out because she didn't understand the fact that I had kids, and she was still too in a selfish mode. But I got that because she don't have kids. So it's, how am I going to get mad at her for having more of a selfish attitude and not wanting me to talk to my baby mama too much and all this other stuff? Not that I want to talk to my baby mama. Trust me, I can't stand even stomach that chick. You know what I'm saying? But So it was better for me to get with someone who already, you know, had children, who already understood. And it's just conversation piece right there about kids, as long as they were good kids. I mean, so it's not always the truth. A lot of those women go after guys sometimes who don't even have kids. Like, I would expect a dude to go into a situation with a chick that got two kids, three kids from some other dude. That's not fair to him. Same thing I tell women. It's not. I don't think it's fair for her to get involved with a guy that got 4 or 5 kids. That's not fair to her. You know, so that's just my opinion. But let me see. I got another call coming in. Hold on. Eric Cole, 6-1 on the show. Abortion, pro-life, pro-choice. Which position?
I'm pro-life.
Pro-life. And why are you pro-life?
Yeah, I feel that abortion is murder for children.
Murder for children. So under no circumstance should a woman get an abortion.
That's right.
So rape, incest, the child would be deemed possibly medically brain dead, no reason.
Murder is murder is murder, so that's how I see it.
Okay. I mean, there's some people that think that. I mean, there's people that believe
that.
Yeah,
there are. And there are some people that believe that, like I said, I'm more along the lines of, you know, don't do it for convenience. Don't do it for just want to get at a guy. But like I said, I had a family member, you know, that, you know, rape happened to. And I wouldn't expect no woman, just after seeing the aftermath of that, to keep a child from a rapist. I don't expect it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I do not expect it.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. That's traumatic.
I mean, who will want a child from a rapist? I mean, every time you look at that kid, you're reminded of that rape.
I mean, you could probably still love that child. I wouldn't sit there and just resent my child if that was to happen to me, but
that's
I think
easy
it just depends.
Gabriella. That's easy.
But it's, I don't really want to get into my personal life, but let's just say I had a traumatic incident in childhood, and I still would not, if I had become pregnant from that incident, I would not, I don't know if I would have gotten an abortion. So I don't know. I think it really just depends on the circumstance and how traumatic it was. But even then, if the woman does decide that she wanted to have an abortion after a rape, I wouldn't think it's that bad. Because I don't really agree with giving your child up for adoption. I know that's a different topic, but then there's some people that say, oh, well, I don't want to have an abortion. But then they go ahead and have, and they just get that, they put the kid in foster care, or they have them sent out to an adoption agency, and you have no idea what kind of life that child is going to have.
But at least they have some sort of life, and at least
okay,
you can find them again.
They may have a life, but...
I mean, but you can find them again. You can find them. Versus abortion, you won't even meet them. You won't even see them. You can't find them.
Yeah, well, but then you know how many kids get abused in foster care?
Well, you know how many kids get abused is in their house. And they're not in foster care.
Good point.
That happened anywhere. It's the truth. I just put up a video about a little boy getting abused. I mean, getting abused bad, like, what, a few last
what
week.
What, you boiling water on him or something crazy?
No. Made that boy stand in an ant pile for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Getting bit up full of ants and all this other stuff.
Ooh.
Horrible stuff this woman was doing to this boy and her and her boyfriend. And that wasn't foster care.
Right.
So abuse can happen anywhere. Trust me. Let me see who this is. Eric Cole, 404, you on the show.
What's going on, guys? The manual.
What's going on, bro? So, abortion, pro-life, pro-choice. What side you on, bro?
I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-choice with this because the way I see it is this. You know, a lot of these people out here, they ain't even fit to be parents. You know, so you know, you can't. You know, I understand both sides of the fence, but you got to really think about it. I mean, you can't force. You know, a child on someone who's not ready, able, or wanting to be a parent. You know, because what winds up happening is, you know, if we had pro life and a lot of these people started having kids, you know, and because they didn't have the option to get rid of them, you know, you get dudes that aren't ready for a kid that's just going to walk out on these motherfuckers. You know, and now these kids are being raised by a single parent who probably is just an unfit to take care of the kid as he possibly was. So now, you know, you get you know, these women that are neglecting the kids. Remember that story? I think you posted that story about the kid, the chick who left the two kids in the car because she wanted to go to the goddamn concert.
She wanted to see Little Wayne.
The Little Wayne concert. Yeah, please.
She didn't deserve to be in
there. She didn't deserve to get what?
No, I said, she did get arrested, I think, but I also
she got arrested. They're waiting on her.
You don't deserve to be a mother.
See,
I mean, there's
no... That's my point. That's my point. See,
they treat children like it's just like a...
commodity.
They treat children like a pet. When she got pregnant, go ahead and get rid of them goddamn kids, you know what I mean? And you know, I don't know what the hell she was high on drugs or whatever the fuck, but... You know, and that's what I'm talking about, and that's why I would advocate pro-choice for people like that, for the potential, you know, to parents to do some shit like that. You know, parents who still, you know, women and guys too that, you know, aren't ready to be kids. I mean, obviously she's not ready to be a mother if she's willing to put her kids in jeopardy because she wants to see a Lil Wayne concert or whoever the hell concert it was. You know, they're not fit to be parents, so just, you know, pop the Plan B in them. And let, you know, and let happen what may happen.
Well, but
I mean,
see, if they're taking the plan B,
you're not going to get pregnant.
After a midnight rendezvous, then you don't get pregnant. That's not the issue. That's not even abortion, the plan B.
The baby doesn't even start forming until,
I'm not too versed in plan Bs and all this other shit.
Oh,
but,
plan B.
Whatever they got to take.
And guys, plan B works. I think every man should have him a good stock of Plan B.
That's
man, listen, I'm not proud to say that, but I've paid $150 in Plan B over the past 3 months, man. Shit.
Man, boy, you was naked dog and skeeting everywhere in the past 3 months, huh?
Oh man, I mean, nah, I wasn't slinging my dick around town. It was, you know, one, but you know. But still, you know, it shouldn't even have been that.
Yeah, then you did them earlier. Miss Gabrielle was talking about the pull-out method. Like a lot of, it takes great maturity to do the pull-out method. Not every man can do that.
You, that's right.
That should be feeling so good.
Lord,
I pulled out for years. So.
Yeah, feeling good like a motherfucker, huh?
But even then, I honestly believe that there's no reason to get pregnant these days, though, because there's a lot of states, like, when I see women, they have, like, 4 and 5 children, I'm like, the state does, and a lot of states, I don't know if they do it down here, but there's a lot of states that give out free birth control pills if you go to the clinic and get tested, and there's Planned Parenthood clinics that are easily acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a teenager and you don't want your parents to know, you don't have to. I mean, your parents don't have to know.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood will give you condoms. They'll give you, like you said, birth control pills. All that stuff to prevent having kids.
So they're really, to me, out there, they feel like there is no excuse. Yeah. None. And I think that, I don't want to sound like I'm being a mean person here, but it's like, I feel that in this day and time, if you get pregnant, you're just being irresponsible because there's too many different birth control methods out there, and it's free, and all the education you need to know is out there. So there really is no reason for you to get pregnant. If you don't want to take birth control pills and you don't believe in birth control pills, I personally don't believe in them, then, okay, then don't have sex. And if you feel like you're just burning with passion and you got to do it, if you just got to do it, then you need to take your personal responsibility, be an adult, and I mean, there's the pill, the patch, the little, I don't know what that thing is, that they can insert inside of your body. They have, like, so many different methods. But there is, I don't know. I don't mess with birth control. But I'm saying, you know, there's so many methods out there. I'm just like, if you don't want to have a baby, then don't have sex. And if you do want to have sex, then you have to be responsible. And there is no excuse to get pregnant. There is, because, like, I see these little hood rats walking around with 5 and 6 kids. I'm like, if you're living under a certain income bracket, I know that you can get birth control for free.
Yeah, but so a lot of them females, now you're talking about those kind of females. Those females, those kids are, they're chess pieces. They're, you know what
okay,
I'm saying,
and
with
then
the government.
The state cuts the birth, cuts that,
the state, you know what, the state not going to ever cut that off. And then, like I said, I'm going to keep it real. Like, I wonder for a long time, they used to say, oh, all these black people on this welfare, and this and the third, entire really saw the numbers and find out who was really on the welfare. And, mm-hmm. and black people is not the main people that's on it. It's those who in the majority is on it. So that's why they're not going to cut it off, because they'll cut them off.
Mm. So, I think that they may make it a little bit stricter, though. I don't think they're going to make it as lax as they, I mean.
They couldn't let me
be
president, because they wouldn't like me. They'd probably kill me.
I wouldn't
that'd be the first thing I'd go after.
Remember Angel Adams? I wouldn't have no more of them Angel Adams running around.
Oh, no.
I'd be 15 kids. Oh, forget that. You're not getting a free house and a free free lights and free food and free furniture just for some kids. Mm-mm.
Because America is in the red. They don't even have the money to be giving out all that stuff. So that would be the first thing I'd go after. I say, it's time to trim the fat. I say, so if it's not, like I said, I feed you. I give you food stamps, but that's it. You ain't getting no more than that. You ain't getting no welfare check. You ain't getting your life for discount. You ain't getting nothing. Get your behind out there to work. And if I catch you selling food stamps or I find out about it, I'm going to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. I'm going to make an example out of you.
Well, they got
to
pay their bills, though, because they're not working. So they
don't give me that. You can always, you can find you something.
And do some hair in the kitchen. I don't know.
It don't matter. Do some, put some weave in people's hair or something. Do some box perms. I don't care what you got to do to make money.
Box perms.
You laughing? You know about them box perms?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know people that do hair for money. But okay. So, with all the birth control methods out there and the fact that they give it out for free, I don't see how people get pregnant.
My thing is, I don't see how these dudes run around here getting these females pregnant, knowing the child support system is geared to just bleed you dry. I mean, it is. It's like the child support system do is just cut you right in your gut and just let you bleed out. That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know the law, you don't know how to maneuver around the child support system, it will have you, like, in jail. It will have you everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of dudes don't know.
Anybody heard about? My bad.
No, No, go ahead, bro.
Anybody heard about the Wayne Wade's wife, former wife?
Oh, yeah, I did a video on that chick. I'm going to put it up later, but I did one about that chick. Yeah, she make me
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, she is so good looking, though. I don't know why she's homeless, but I already know she's faking, though.
She's lying. If you saw the video, mm-hmm. that chick had like $1 million.
Yes.
She's lying.
Is this Dwayne Wade's daughter? I mean, wife?
Ex-wife. That Sia Vaughn.
Oh, man, that is such bullshit. I don't even know what to say about her. She gets on my... I just couldn't believe you want to act an ass like that. Okay, but that's...
My baby mom would probably do the same thing if I had money like that. She would. I wouldn't put it past her. When I seen that, it got me
mad. The birth good, and what am I talking about? The child support system is a hustle for some women. They'd be like,
Oh, yeah.
That's their meal ticket.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do, that's why these little nasty girls, they purposely go and become strippers, and then they start messing around with celebrities and stuff. And next thing you know, they get at least a good 18 years of, I mean, they can live nice for 18 years. Get your house paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Get food and everything
mm-hmm.
else. Mm-hmm. That's a
get a TV
that's
show.
Easy money, really. And you get a
yeah.
TV show too.
Get
and Twitter
TV
followers, you can
being,
be a little celebrity
mm-hmm.
off of nothing.
Yep.
Off of being a house. Yep.
That's pretty much all it is. But
because hold the household names
right.
now.
Exactly. I hope that day changes though, because I'm getting sick of this.
You tired of hoes winning?
Yeah.
Hello?
It's not funny. You were laughing. It's not funny because then people go,
but it's the culture,
oh, you're too boring.
It's
the culture, but it's like,
you know?
they don't understand that those girls got such a short shelf life. Like, I see girls in my that on my Facebook. I know this is off topic, but I'm saying these girls, those the Kim Kardashian types and the Miley Cyruses and the Amanda Bynes, they got such a short shelf life.
Oh, don't even put them in the conversation, please. Not them.
I'm not going to. But I'm just saying, we talk about whores and birth control, but at least Kim Kardashian only got pregnant once, so.
Yeah, because she lived on that birth control. Lived on it.
But now you know how we feel about the thugs.
Well, because doesn't Kim swallow? Oh, anyway, go on. Next.
Kim. Well, you know, even Nick Cannon, he would laugh and say, "Ooh, Kim, wow." That said a lot to me. When a dude say a female, wow, that said a lot.
Yeah, I think Nick Cannon got jiggy with it.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, because I put up the video where he said he did.
And everybody else did, too.
He was saying him and Ray J was hitting that at the same time.
Nigger.
I wonder, was that why her first husband divorced her? Anyway.
Oh, he
nigger,
was with Kanye when
yeah,
she
somebody
was
saying the N-word.
Yeah,
oh, I think that was before. Okay.
Yeah, whoever that was, I figured it out because I unmuted one call about to answer it, and they kept saying nigger, and I'm like, my thing is I'm gonna keep saying this. Why are you so obsessive with black folks? Like, you think I'm gonna go to some Klansman radio show and be bothering the Klan? Like, why am I gonna bother them? A neo-Nazi?
Well, actually, I mean, I do that sometimes. I do go into their shows just to see what they talk about. They don't talk. They usually talk about Jews, and I'm happy about that. But some of them talk about like black people this and what's the hit? They talk about tea. I'm like, why the hell are you talking about black folks? All white nationalists, yo.
But I don't know. Yeah,
exactly. Why talk about us? Now look. I got some call in my queue called Johnny.B189. Yeah, so if I let's see if it's one of these trolls again. Shoot, I'm having fun now. Hold on. Okay, Johnny.B189.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
Yeah, they acting a fool tonight, boy. The trolls showing up. Oh, they can come by and talk about abortion too. I ain't got no issue with them talking about abortion if that's what they want to talk about.
Go for it.
Yeah,
you know,
because they don't laugh. They're not gonna last too much longer. They're gonna be just talking all the smack they want. They decreasing in number rapidly.
Well, according to on Chad's show, according to the white nationalists, they said that they're decreasing. So, and Chad,
yeah.
I not tell that white nationalist on the show to have some babies with his woman then?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah, I told him that. You laugh, and I say, it's a simple fix. I told him, I said, stop sitting up here hating black folks and start having babies with your white woman. That's it. What are you hating us for? Get your numbers up. That's a lot of screwing going to be going on.
Yeah, he said that.
Shoot, don't get mad at us.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That laugh.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Somebody watching TV. Listen to music or something.
Music.
Is that a remix?
That's an old school with sign of police. Okay, I know who
that
was.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look, another troll showed up, y'all. Mike Davis in 37.
Oh, this is wow.
Yeah, they showing up tonight. I mean, I ain't answer them. I have fun with them sometimes. You got to laugh at them, I mean, because it's probably what, is there some of your friends, Chad, coming over?
Nope, not my friends.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought they want to talk about abortion, because really abortion would hurt them more than it hurt us, wouldn't you think?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so they welcome to talk about abortion if they want to. Say nigger is not going to fix your numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so what that's going to do? You know, tell
yeah,
me that.
Yeah,
that's why, you know,
careful.
What? Since that man told me that on your show, Chad, I'm so happy now when I see big black families. Now, I'm happy. I'm just happy to see it. Hi,
okay,
y'all have,
but I got a question.
What?
That was off top. I mean, how do you feel about birth control being given out in schools, like in high schools?
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that?
No.
I don't agree with that. You as a parent... Now I got another call. It says Blog Talk staff member 41345. What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's see if this is really a Blog Talk.
Yes, hello. How are you guys doing?
We're fine.
You know, I am absolutely sick of these people that think that they're trolling just because they drop the N-word 24/7. The show isn't even about race, it's about abortion. So if they really wanted to target something that would rustle your jimmies, it would be something in regards to pro-choice or pro-life. Don't you agree they have absolutely no idea what they're doing? I mean, let's just drop the N-word 24/7. That'll surely piss them off eventually.
So what's your point on pro-choice, sir?
What's my opinion?
Yeah.
I think every single fucking child should be poked in the skull with a hanger. That's my goddamn opinion.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to make sure we share this with the world.
One of those hangers, you put it on a stove, and then you shove it right up there in the coochie, and then you poke that skull right open, just like a crack yolk.
Oh, hell no.
Wow.
That's what you don't scream the goddamn N-word 24/7. Oh, I'm so edgy with nigger. No, you shove that goddamn hanger up the coochie. That's what you do.
Hey, do you love black people? Hold on, you love black people, sir?
Do I love them? Man, they're the best race in the world. They invented barbecued ribs, man. They invented peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We invented the cow, too.
Like barbecue.
Hold on, we invented the cow?
No, you got to listen to me right now. You're acting like a nigger. The barbecued ribs.
I know. I'm the best one in the world, my friend. So we invented the cow?
Yeah, exactly. The ribs used to be considered not the best part of the animal, so the slave owners would give it to the slaves. And what would happen is, you know, they would roast it over that freaking nigger fire, and then they'd slob on some nigger barbecue, and then everything would be nice and great and niggery.
And then the slave master would eat nigger food, and he'd be just as niggerish as everybody else, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Except
Wait, white guy, are you a white nationalist or something? Who are you? Are you a KKK guy? Who are you?
Dude, I'm a freaking neo-Nazi. The KKK has nothing on us.
Neo-Nazi. All right,
so you got
Y'all guys are punks, man. Y'all guys are mentally, you know, the white nationalists hate your ass, mother. Block his ass.
Your mother should have took a hanger and shoved it up.
I love that. What?
I cut him off. I didn't want to hear him no more. Help him for him. No, I cut him off. Like,
wow.
So now we have Nazis showing up to a show about abortion. Like, really?
Fuck you. But anyway.
Yeah, that was funny. I like having fun on the show.
That was funny.
But, okay, so why do you disagree with birth control being given out in schools?
Because that's not the kid to be giving it to. That's why.
Okay, but let's say there was a consent form or something.
Well, if you sign a consent form, that's on you as a parent. But just me just actually just giving my kid birth control and just telling them, oh, here, you can take birth control, then no. It's like, no, that was something that I would have to consent to. And then most black folks.
There's actually a lot of schools that are doing this. I mean, there was
black folks. Look, most black folks, especially old school black folks, believe if you give them stuff like that, you tell them they can do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I always thought that way too. I felt like.
I mean, even though you know they're gonna do it, some way, form, or fashion.
Well, I mean, I didn't get my first kiss until I was 18, but so African parents don't got nothing on old school black parents, but. I don't know. I feel the same way. Like, if you give kids birth control, they give them green light and say, you might as well just do it. That's not even being responsible. But I think that maybe the schools could do a better job at educating them about the risks and about what could happen because they're going to do it. It may not be your kid, but it's going to be the other kids around school. Because at my high school, there were so many girls that had gotten pregnant that they actually set up an entire class where I called it free daycare, but basically they would have different students come in and babysit the children of the other students as a grade.
I remember back in school, you know, it was just known for girls to catch the kids, you know what I'm saying? Back behind the bleachers or something, you know, they'd be catching the kids or, you know, I mean, I get it. It's still the same. You had a class full of chicks. That was all, more trolls showing up. Man, I was just laughing. I just started to laugh. Where are these trolls coming from, Chad?
I'm not inviting them.
They just love black people, don't they?
Of course they do.
Should we humor them one more time?
Nah, not really.
Not really?
No, really.
Yeah, they Dante Poe, Simon Garcall, all these people just showing up. I know good and well they're not calling to talk about abortion.
I see it like this. They're showing up here, and their girlfriends are probably getting their stuff beat in by a big, burly football player brother like us. So, you know, keep showing up. You need to keep a track on your girlfriend because she's probably outscrewing one of us brothers.
Yeah, she probably screaming, say, yes, give me big black cocks.
Yes.
They would be surprised how many of these white women out here trying to screw us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they never understand that black penis envy. They don't get that.
And they go home and their wife has been coming in by a black man and they down there eating. I think you better be paying attention to your Becky than worry about us.
Yeah, you know what? All jokes aside, it is true. They will do that stuff. Like real talk, like they will like sit that up there. And have a black dude have sex with their wife right in front of them.
Yes, I know. They do it in Florida.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. Gabriella, you getting all weirded out by this conversation?
I think that's nasty.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's in it. I don't know what brother.
Hey, that's their cravings, though. That's disrespectful. I mean, some people have it both ways, you know.
I mean, that's what floats your boat. But,
how they don't get pregnant? Now we can bring it back to abortion. Do they get pregnant by these brothers? Because they want these brothers to bust in them. So, I mean, I wonder if they get pregnant by them. Oh, are they having
life? They're probably on the pill. They're probably on that pill.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder if they do get pregnant.
Well, I mean, they may, but I'm going to tell you something that's kind of nasty. Some of those men will eat that out of them.
But that's not going to keep you from getting pregnant, though.
Oh, okay, no. But I was just saying, I don't know if it does or not, but I'm just putting it out there.
Well, boy, this show has been very, very interesting. I'm glad it kind of went this way, because the initial conversation about abortion is great, but I like the show just to twist different ways, because we're still kind of staying on topic. But like I said, I don't know. I'm in a fun mood right now, Ms. Gabrielle. I am, but them trolls have got me in a mood now.
Lord Jesus.
I'm not going to answer a troll. I'm going to answer a real call. Hold on. Let me see. I got a troll sitting there waiting. I want to answer him, too. Area code 517, you on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
All right. Got a question about it. What is your position on abortion, pro-life or pro-choice?
Well, I'm kind of in between. That's because I'm actually going through a situation now.
Mm-hmm. What's the situation,
Mark? Just kind of in between, not knowing which way to go. Because I'm kind of being pressured into an abortion, and I really don't agree with it due to religious purposes, and you know, I just don't know.
Well, what? Okay, what's the reasoning?
Well, her reason for wanting the abortion, pretty much, is financial purposes. I guess she's not ready for that step. She already has a kid. And, you know, I mean, I can understand it, but at the same time, you know, I have my beliefs, and it's just kind of a dilemma right now for me. And, you know, kind of wanted the world's take on that.
Well, you mean the world can't make a decision, but you got to trust, you know, your heart about
that.
It. And if you're in your heart, if you say that's what I don't believe in, if it were me, if I was in your shoes, I'd be saying the same exact thing. Like, no, I don't want you to abort that child. Like, if you that bad, well, sign the rights over to me and let's be done with it.
Well, see, she kind of put me in a position where she wants me to pay for the abortion. And she's trying to land these.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Because if you pay for the abortion, you're going to be responsible for
it. Right, right, exactly. And, you know, I understand that, but she's like, every time we talk, we went from a good relationship. And then this happened, and then now it's like, you know, I don't even want to talk to her because it just turns my stomach that she would even put me in a position to, you know, I mean, just not even having a heart about it. It's kind of just showing me another side of her that I didn't see. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I'm glad. It's actually kind of funny that you had this show tonight, because I was just looking for answers and just kind of in the middle of what I should do, and you know,
man, that's a messed up situation, because what you're telling me is like you really don't want that chick to be your baby mama.
I really
and
don't.
I see why you're stuck in the middle with it. I see why.
Mm-hmm.
I see why.
Mm-hmm. I really don't, because you know, like I said, when I first met her, everything was perfect. It almost seemed like a dream, but you know, then this happened, and you know, just seeing how she responds to it, because you know, I know things in life happen and you just have to adjust to things, but for her just that just say I want to kill the baby and just kind of like want to pressure me into it, I don't think it's fair. And you know, I'm trying to get through to her to let her know like, hey, this isn't fair. And she's not seeing it that way. And, you know, I've talked to my parents about it. My parents, my dad says, hey, don't do it. Because follow your religion. If that's what you feel, then don't let her talk you into it. But at the same time, I don't want to deal with the drama with her.
Man, that's
so
a catch. Because I can tell you, I'm going to be real with you, man. If I could do it all over again, I would have not had my son with my baby mama. I'm telling you, because it's hell on earth for me. It's hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So in one instance, I'm like, get you 100% when you saying no. But then another instance, I'm like, a little bit. You know, because it's like, I know what it, you know. Now, how does she give the dad of her other child hell or something?
Well, see, you know, I try to do some research on that because, you know, I just wanted to see what I was getting myself involved into. And from what she told me, now I'm just going by what she told me, not saying that it's the truth, but she told me that he has no dealings with this kid, and you know, she wants it that way, but she's just everywhere with it, and I just don't know what to expect. I'm like, you know, it's supposed to be something beautiful, but at the same time, she just, I don't think that it's going to be a happy story in the end. But, you know, I was ready to face that as a man. I was ready to just deal with that and just say, hey, you know, whatever comes my way, I'm just going to deal with it. But
how far along is she in the pregnancy?
She's 18 weeks.
18 weeks.
18 weeks. And, you know, just weeks are going by, and I'm just kind of contemplating on what I should do, and it's like, some days I feel like, hey, I want to do it. Some days I feel like, no, I don't. So I just don't know. And then if I end up doing it, you know, going through with the abortion, you know, I think that, you know, I think it's going to scar me.
Well, let's see. Ms. Gabriella, what's your opinion on that?
See, that's a hard situation because I don't really agree with abortion, but if I was in a situation where I wouldn't want to have a child with somebody that I didn't really care for, because I feel like even if, because it's difficult, because it's like, even if you don't have anything to do with that woman anymore, it's almost like you're permanently tied to that person forever.
Right, exactly.
At least they turn 18, you are.
I mean, even then, you still,
I don't think that's the end of that shit. Once you turn 18.
No, it's not, because my real dad doesn't even talk to me anymore, and I still, you know, I still feel a certain type of way about him.
No, but what I'm talking about, his relation, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his relation in regard to the female. But the kid is different. I ain't talking about the child. I'm talking about her, because you're talking about in relation to her, not the child. Because that woman can make your relationship with your child be awesome, or she can cause so much calamity in the relationship with your child to make you just want to pull your hair out
and
regret.
She made a lot of statements to me saying, you know, I don't want the baby. I mean, she just felt so serious about it, and it kind of scares me, because I don't, if she does have the baby, I have to worry about her abusing my baby or just having, you know.
Okay, look, try this out. Why don't you ask her, say, look, let me throw something at you. If you don't want the baby, fine. How about you just have the baby, let's go ahead and get some papers drawn up, and you just relinquish all parental rights.
Well, see, I had a conversation with her, and I told her, you know, well, what is your take on adoption? And she says, no, if I see the baby, then I'll bond with the baby, and I wouldn't do that. So I'm like, well, what is the difference?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, brother. Somebody got some background noise going on?
Sorry about that, the advice, sir.
Okay. Okay, so she said if she see the baby, she's going to bond the baby, so she's going to say no. So she don't want to see
no.
the baby, so she wants
right.
to kill the baby.
Right. And I kind of told her, you know, well, what's the difference? I mean, you're choosing death or life. I mean, pretty much.
You know what I think it is?
You know what?
I think the women feel guilty.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I would think mentally adoption would weigh more on you than abortion. Because when you abort a child, at least you know the child is not here anymore. But when you adopt, you know, all your life you'll be knowing that you have a child somewhere in this world. You know?
Right, but I mean, being that I am religious and being that, you know, I don't believe, I mean, that regardless of abortion or going out shooting somebody, I just think it's murder is murder, and I don't feel like I have the say-so to say if someone deserves to be here or not. You know, but I did give her that situation, and she pretty much said, you know, I want the abortion. I don't, she sees it as, she doesn't see anything bad about it pretty much. And I, like I said, I don't know how to deal with her. I can't talk to her. You know, I'm almost at a point where it's like, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and do it just to have her out of my life and, you know, move forward. But then again, something tells me, hey, you know, don't do that.
Well, I would try. But, well, I'm going to tell you from personal experience, that little small voice that tell you don't do something, don't do it. If she do it, let it be on her. Because she can throw it back in your face. Well, you the one gave me the money to do it. Say, so you know what? If that's what you're going to do, that's your choice. You choose it. But I want my child. So if you don't want the child, give them to me. We'll legally take care of it. That way you'll have no dealings with the child at all. You don't have no financial struggle, period. And that's what I would do if I was you. That way you didn't do anything. It's on her. Don't she's trying to put it on you. No, put it back on
right.
her. Say, it's your choice. Right. I'm not paying for that.
Mm-hmm.
I buy diapers,
I
buy wipes, I buy a crib, I do all that stuff. But I'm not about to pay to murder my child. Sorry. You don't want the child, sign him over for rental rights, and you don't have no financial responsibility anymore. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, because you can't feel bad at the end of the day, because you know good and well, you give her the money, you might as well say you did it.
Right, exactly. I'm participating in it. So, you know.
Exactly. So, that's it. I mean, that's how, at least how I would handle it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I respect you, you know, your views. You know, I watch your show. Well, your YouTube channel daily, and, you know, I respect you a lot. So it was just weird how, you know, this topic came up, and I'm actually going through a situation. So, you know, I actually wanted to talk to you and, you know, get your point of view and, you know, maybe make a decision today on what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because you don't want to make decisions that you're going to regret. Because you do not
exactly.
want to have regrets in your life if you can prevent it.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, the weeks have been going by, and she's asking me, well, what are you going to do? And it's like, I don't know. It's not something that you can just, you know, say, I want to do this. Especially with, you know, I mean, I have a kid. I have a son. And, you know, it's just, life is precious to me. And, you know, I don't respect it, but I understand some people in certain situations, they have to do that. Or they, you know, like with the rape and, you know, things like that. Yeah, I agree that abortion is definitely a must then because you have to live with that guilt and just, you don't want to mistreat your child just because you went through something drastic like that. So I can understand it then, but, you know, just because you can't financially support, then I just feel like it's wrong.
Well, other than that, man, I mean, don't just add religious to it. Just add to the fact that it was used to kill black babies, and it's a whole abortion in general is a way to is a way for population control of black and white people, posed mostly on black people by Margaret Sanger. So don't forget that.
Right.
Yeah, and black babies
yeah.
are aborted more than white babies. So no, don't agree to that.
Yeah.
Don't agree to that. If she do it, let that be on her conscience, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got to face God for that stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Because, you know, not only what you know, because you say you're a religious man, don't the Bible teach that not only those who do the sin will be judged, but those who will go along with it?
Right. Yeah.
Just as much
right.
as like they did it. Well, isn't that Romans chapter 1, like what, 28, 29, somewhere around there?
Yep. You're absolutely right.
So, you know, so follow your Bible, follow your word, stick to your guns, and that's kind of how I would do it.
Okay.
Let her make the decision. I wouldn't give her a dime. Not for that.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but the advice show.
Yes, sir.
This is why I say that there's going to be a falling of Christianity. And I gave this to a pastor. You know there's something called stripping for Jesus?
No, I don't.
Look
I
it
don't
up.
Equate stripping with Jesus at any time.
Stripping for Jesus. Stripping for Jesus. They have stuff like that. Look it up.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure, like I said, I'm pretty sure. Because people sit up there and cuss you out 1 minute and tell them how they love God the next. So, you know, I know.
Exactly.
You cussing you out, talking about, oh, you lucky I'm a Christian. I'm like, oh, wow.
I know a few of those people.
Yeah, being in the club, twerking, sitting up there, like say in the bathroom, raising up their skirt.
There ain't nothing wrong with girls twerking as long as, you know.
Did you let me finish my statement? I said it was twerking. They was getting bent over and everything. Then they in church Sunday morning talking about praise the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. So that's what I was talking about. So the other thing you were saying, I believe it. So, brother, you kind of got an idea what you want to do?
Well, I definitely agree with you as far as the support, because I don't have a problem with that at all. You know, I want to hold myself accountable to my own actions, and, you know, regardless of whatever comes my way, if it's kids or whatever, you know, I'll stand up to that. But I just kind of, you know, just every time I have a conversation with her, she wants to just fill me with guilt. And I don't think it's fair.
What is the guilt? What guilt she's going to, I mean, what is the guilt trip? I'm curious to know.
Just, I can't do it right now. I'm staying with my mom, and, you know, financially I can't do it. I just had a kid, and, you know, just things that I feel like, okay, if you can't do it financially, then, you know, step up more. That's pretty much what being an adult is stepping up and, you know, taking care of yourself, taking care of what you brought to the earth.
Exactly.
And she just can't understand that. She just has her, you know,
Dad, just
the blame
game.
Call
me?
Chad, you on the show, man. You're howling like you like being in the house. But you know what? Maybe she's taking it from the point of view, brother, like, I'm going to be by myself, you know, raising this child. And, you know, if it's like that, then I can understand. Ms. Gabrielle, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Okay, I was wondering. Okay,
you the call got dropped, but, I mean, jeez. If you don't feel comfortable with the woman having an abortion, I wouldn't put any money towards it. But at the same time, she might be like, man, I got to deal with this kid that I don't want to deal with. As a woman, it's a lot harder to raise a child by yourself, because a man can have as many kids as he wants to, and it really doesn't affect his life. Especially if he's like one of these guys that sits around and has like 50 kids all over the United States, and the women don't even know his full name. So they can really just have kids all over the place and bounce. But as for a woman, it's a lot harder, because you have to go through your entire, I mean, that completely changes your life.
Well, I mean, she sees how I am with my son. She knows that I'm an active father. I have him. I have joint custody, and I had to fight for that. And she was there during that time, just seeing what I went through. So is this for her to act like, you know, I'm not going to help her out? I don't think it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like I said, you know, she sees firsthand that I am an active father, and I'm a pretty good father, to be honest with you. So,
and definitely shout out to you for that, because there's a lot of good fathers out here, and we don't even be recognized for it. They always want to recognize the thugs that's not taking care of their kids, but they never want to recognize the good brothers that's taking care of their kids.
Right.
You know, we talk about thugs a little too much sometimes. That's kind of why I'm kind of not even saying much about them anymore. I'm kind of to that point. I don't know if you noticed, I don't talk about thugs too much anymore, because, like, I'm sick of talking about them. I don't talk about other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, he's got some brothers out here trying to do the right thing, man, and that, you help them brothers out.
Oh, yeah, and I like a lot of your shows, you know, just regarding different topics and touching on just different subjects, you know, just enlightening a lot of the black men, to history, their history, and things like that, you know, somewhere where we can go to actually gain some knowledge.
And, well, like I said, brother, I'm trying much as I can. I'm trying to do different projects, but like I said, just hang in there with me. Give me a second, though, 'cause I got some other calls.
Okay.
Erico 719, you on the show?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
How you doing? What's your position on abortion, pro-life, pro-choice?
I'm pro-life for the most part, but I know there's a few situations, like a lot of people bring up rape. Obviously, you know, they don't. The woman wouldn't want to have the kid after something like devastating like that, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know you're pro-life hearing you speak. Are you in agreement in that essence?
Well, if you heard earlier, I said, no, I don't think a woman would want to keep a kid that, you know, she was raped. Like, I had a family member, you know, that was raped, and I know what they go through with that. So I wouldn't really expect them to. A case of incest, case of, you know, medical, you know, something going to be happening. The child going to be born with the arm coming out of the head or something. I really don't expect that. You know, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be funny, but, you know.
But just
for convenience, just for a situation like the other man is saying about, oh, well, I don't want a kid right now because of money. Well, you open your legs when you have money. So raise a kid when you ain't got money. It's part of it.
Yeah,
and nobody's financially ready to have kids. Now, I'm going to put that out there. Nobody's financially ready to have children. You just got to deal with
right.
it.
Yeah, because I know some people that actually encourage people to wait until they're in their late 30s and 40s, but even then, you're still not going to
I'm going to say the reason why they say that because usually you're more financially secure and more mature to handle it. But in my opinion, I think you should have your kids, especially these women, not men, have your kids in your 20s. That's your childbearing years anyway, because anything after 30, nature start going against y'all. So
yeah, I mean, my sister's kind of going through something where she's contemplating abortion, and I'm really trying to talk her out of it.
And what's her reasoning?
Her boyfriend, or actually her fiance right now, he's a nigger.
Oh wow! Thank you,
nigger. Jerry,
hey, you know, can I speak on that,
sure.
You know, people just calling in. It's like, for topics like this, you know, important topics that, you know, people like myself, we want to know, you know, or just have someone to talk to about something, and then you have people that just rain on the parade, and they get a kick out of it.
Well, I don't look at it as a rain on my parade. I just look at their ignorance. I mean, it ain't ruining my show. Once you talk stupid, I cut you off. I mean, he didn't say nothing stupid until the last time, you know.
But why is it always a racial thing? It's like, you know, it's
because they upset. Because those kind of people are obsessed with us. I mean, they're so obsessed with us, it kills them. They don't get why. So I mean, I can't help it if you're obsessed with black people. I can't help that. I don't get it because I'm not obsessed with nobody. I'm really not. You know, so I can't even explain that. That's like a mental thing when you're obsessed with somebody. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I have two other calls, and I don't want to say, oh, I don't want to answer these calls to what another person did, because I saw your call come up, and I didn't know if it was you, you know, somebody with a legitimate thing or whatever. So that's why I answer them. I mean, sure, I can start really screening calls, but that's going to cause me extra people to start manning the phones, you know, and that's going to, you know, Ms. Gabriella, no, I don't do well, for the sake of the word to keep being thrown out, I don't do nigga business. If I got somebody working for me, I'm going to pay them. So, you know, I don't like, oh, we'll do it for free because, you know, I'm your brother. No, I don't work like that.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't. Anyway, let me see who this is, if this is a legitimate call or not. I don't know. We'll find out. Area code 757, you on the show.
Hello, how you doing this evening?
All right.
Oh, yeah, you're back.
That's right.
Yeah.
You
always make the show fun, so... How do you feel about abortion?
Yeah.
Just
like they was mentioning, only certain situations like an incest, rape or something, it's all right.
Mhm.
Yeah,
but not on any other thing.
No.
Okay, so brother, there you go. Miss Barbara even said that her idea is wrong.
Okay, but
yeah,
because women that have like 5 and 6 kids that they don't even take care of.
Yeah, but I think it'd be a better thing to give them to a family that might want some kids. That's the better option than murder.
Right. And that's my take on it also. Just to feel like you have that say-so to do that, you know, I don't think it's right.
because a lot of these women got these kids that don't even want them and they abuse them. I was at a cookout the other day, birthday party, and the girl was young when she had her child, and she was in a young, you know, relationship where she was with the boyfriend and they wanted a baby. But when the relationship fell apart, she didn't want the child no more. So a lot of these kids are pawns in a situation or the relationship. And the child, the little girl about 7 years old, got bad nerves because her mama holler and scream at the child all day. So a lot of time when these relationships fall apart, the child suffers.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's the sad, the flip part about these relationships, whether it's marriage, dating, or tricking, when the baby has to pay the price.
Tricking Miss Barbara.
Yeah, it baby come from all different type of situations. Tricking, marriage, dating, you know, and the baby has to suffer with the outcome of the situation. Yep, that's the part y'all got to consider when you're making these decisions about abortion, adoption, or whatever else. The child has to pay the final price.
Right.
Because it's so easy for people, like, that's why I'm kind of, I have my issues. Like I said, I wouldn't get an abortion myself. But then there's situations where there's women that they really sincerely do not want children. And I know some people say, oh, that's murder. But if it's a person that is, they just don't have it in them to be a mother, and they want to sit there and have a baby, and then the kid has to get abused, or they'll just treat the kid like it's nothing.
Yep.
They'll sit there and leave him in the car or use him for shoplifting or whatever else.
Well, give me a second. Area code 919, you're on the show. Area code 919.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm okay. How you doing? What's your name?
Good. My name is Mimi.
Mimi, all right,
hey.
Mimi.
I'm so excited to be on your show. I just had to say that. But I am definitely pro-life, and the interesting thing is I used to be pro-choice.
What made you make that decision to switch over, to switch teams?
Well, I'm in college right now, and the thing is I've met so many different people, and I've actually met a group of people who I've encountered, and they told me that they found out that they were supposed to be aborted. And mind you, these people are there 21, 22, and it's like, this happened a long time ago, but it's just, you can still see that it really affects them, and that just, it really changed my mind about abortion, you know?
Now, Mimi, give me a second, sister, brother. Now, you hear what she said?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. You're hearing some other people talk about kids who found out later that their own mama wanted to abort them.
Well, see, you know, I was going to ask her that question, too. You know, I mean, because she has another kid, and I was just going to bring it up to her, like, hey, did you have that same outlook on your other kid?
Yeah, you know, that is something to bring up. But Mimi, you say it's the first time calling the show. You been on the YouTube channel? Because I haven't heard your voice before.
I'm on the YouTube channel. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, what college you go to?
I go to the University of North Carolina in Greensboro. I'm in North Carolina.
Okay.
Right. Well, you're right out here with me.
Yeah, but I really love your show. I love the stuff you talk about. So I was like, let me call, and I definitely got a comment on this. So I think it's a good topic you're doing.
I appreciate it. Well, like I said, I wish everybody can call in. I like to talk to all y'all, like I said, because it's one thing typing comments, and I don't be responding to comments a whole lot because sometimes I just don't have time to. But, you know, if y'all call in to the show, want to talk to me about different stuff, if you got problems or issues, I love to listen, you know, and give whatever kind of little piece of advice that I have. You know, I've lived life just a little bit. I haven't lived as long, you know, to say I know everything. Of course, you never know everything. But, you know, a little bit I do know I try to help out. So what you majoring in?
I'm studying education and international relations.
Okay, and what you want to do with that?
I'm actually not too sure, but I want to travel and I want to work with kids. So I want to educate and travel. so I'll find out, I guess. Maybe an international teacher or something.
And what is the median income of this when you get out?
It depends. It's not set because I'm traveling to different countries, so.
Do you have a base income that you're shooting for? Or at least what you think based on the research before you got in this degree?
Well, teachers, I mean, in general, teachers don't make that much. They make, like $40,000 to $50,000. So I guess around that amount. But I haven't really looked into the whole money aspect, honestly.
Okay. You know why I keep asking you questions like that? Is because I had a conversation with another young lady one time about college. And she told me she was in college wanting to ask the same thing. I said, what's the median income when you get out? She couldn't answer me. I said, okay, why did you get involved in something you don't know how much money you're going to make getting out? Or don't know
right.
the career path? Because there's a lot of people that get in school, and they, I got a degree. Then you get out, and you're like, dog, I'm only making $30,000. And I spent probably about $75,000, $80,000 on this degree. It's not paying off.
A lot of sound like they're doing it from their passion.
Well, I know for me, I'm actually doing this for my passion. I really want to do this, so.
Mm-hmm. And that's great. That's great. You should do things that you're passionate about, and if you can be passionate, and you can be passionate with these kids in this day and time, God bless you.
Thank you.
You a superwoman.
Yeah, because these
kids
today.
I hope so.
I hope I can be.
Yes, you is.
Make sure you take MMA classes.
And the teachers and bus drivers, y'all are super people. Men and women,
yes.
Super, yeah.
These days you have to be, yeah.
But somebody got to teach the kids. You know, I tell people, I think if I had to be a teacher, I would say, let me teach kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah.
I don't want to teach
that mouth.
Those are the better ages. Those are the better ages, in my opinion. I want to work with the younger kids. I cannot do middle school.
Middle school,
uh-huh.
High school, you know, run off
the
door. I can't deal with them.
You know, when the kids are still innocent, they saying yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
no,
but
sir.
Look at here. I got an inside scoop on that. My adopted daddy is a bus driver for all the age, the elementary and middle and high school. He
mm-hmm.
says the little kids is just as bad as the big ones. He was shocked and blown away by the little kids talking to the teachers. And their mama right grown and sassy. The little ones are off the chain, too.
Well, yeah, these days, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not
Yeah, the little ones off the chain.
But you know what? It starts at home, really, though.
Yeah.
That's why the little ones
off the chain, because they're learning it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't safe nowhere.
You
remember that video? I saw that video of the little girls. Two little girls. Kurt, they even using words I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, the little ones twerking and shaking their stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I saw a video the other day. Was it on Worldstar? I downloaded it. I'm trying to think of where I want to put it at. And you had little black girls arguing with each other, having a roasting match. And then
I saw that video.
Yeah, you saw the little white girl.
You know.
What she said to her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I couldn't believe that.
But they had. Learn it from somewhere because little kids don't just automatically grow up knowing what these things are. Like when I was that age, we thought that damn was the worst word you could say. Nowadays, kids, they use words that I couldn't even use without
mm-hmm.
feeling bad about it because a lot of this stuff starts from home. And to get
yep.
back into the abortion thing, there are some women that really don't want to have kids, and they kind of just do whatever around them. They curse around
mm-hmm.
them. There's children. There's women that sit there and will have sex in the house, and the kid's still
mm-hmm.
up. Like, they just don't have any regards to how the children feel.
You know, it's some young women that have abortion like they changing clothes. I know some
mm-hmm.
girls that have abortions back-to-back.
Oh, yeah, I knew a girl that did that. One of my friend's roommate, she got so many abortions that she had a problem where it caused her insides to rot for some reason.
Oh, wow.
She smelled really bad.
Uh-huh.
And then, so, like, the whole room would always smell, like, it smelled like death.
Uh-huh.
She
oh,
just
my God.
Had to have a problem. And then there's some women that have so many abortions that it has it starts to affect their insides, and they can't even produce kids anymore. Or
if
the abortion was performed incorrectly,
mm-hmm.
You know, they can't get pregnant anymore because mm-hmm. you know there could be a mishap.
Yeah.
And people may think that those are safe, but those aren't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, they were talking about the long-term risk of abortion. And mm-hmm. I'm reading up on it, and they say, you know, the physical, say, due to the damage resulting from cervical lacerations, women who receive abortions often have a difficulty conceiving or carrying future children to term. That's mm-hmm. one. That's just the physical. They talk about, you know, the site. You even have psychological damage. They say people. What is that? A 5-year retrospective study in two Canadian provinces found a significantly greater use of medical and psychiatric services among aborted women. And they said that 25% of aborted women may visit psychiatrists compared to 3% of the control group. In other words, women who didn't have abortions went to the psychiatrist less than those who had abortions. I can imagine, because, you know, that should take a toll on you if you actually aborted the child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they say they have a significant risk of alcohol abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they said, and it's alcohol abuse was linked to violent behavior, divorce, separation, auto accident, job loss, et cetera. Now, what type of cancer, Ms. Gabriella, they was talking about that is linked to abortion? Isn't there a particular cancer you can get because of that?
I mean, I don't know, right? You know, let me look it up, because I honestly,
yeah,
I don't
know. Yeah, I'm
yet,
looking at it right now.
Like,
it's talking about a cancer, because you can't
like,
get cancer behind that stuff, too.
You can get cancer from anything, but... From Pringles,
mm-hmm.
too.
From Pringles.
Yep.
Yo, yeah, breast cancer. Yeah.
How?
Yeah, breast cancer. They said that's the one that increases your risk after having, because this is what they said. Pregnancy is terminated by abortion. Not only lose that benefit, the physiological change in the body due to the termination can be devastating. Termination of pregnancy caused a significant drop in the level of estrogen secreted in the woman's body. This
mm-hmm.
drop caused a rapid growth in the number of cells in the breast tissue. The cell multiplication greatly increases the risk of getting breast cancer. According to the United States National Cancer Institute, women who have had an induced abortion have a 50% risk of getting breast cancer by the age of 45. The risk is higher for women who have an abortion before the age of 18. So that means if you get an abortion, you're 50% higher risk of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So really, is that worth it?
I mean, some people may think that it's an easy way out of a pregnancy, but then I would think that having to deal with just the thought of it would probably bother me for the rest of my life, because I have such a guilty conscience. I couldn't do it. And then with the adoption, too, I would feel really bad about that, so I don't know.
I don't know. Like I said, me personally, I don't know. If I was a woman and... It was, you know, I would just take care of myself. I definitely wouldn't have no baby with no dude unless I was married to him. That's simple. I mean, and that's the end of it. I mean, because women have so many options to control pregnancy versus men. We don't hardly have any options other than condoms, abstinence, the pull-out method. But like I said, not all men could do the pull-out method. So it's, you know, it's not, I mean, something serious. You know, I don't think, you know, abortion should be something that's on the table, you know, unless we, you know, but that's Margaret Sanger and her crew that got that going. It wasn't us. They always say black folk, we always starting all the bad stuff, but it wasn't us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even getting pregnant was not something that was normal until, I wouldn't say recently, but it seems like it's been a recent thing. Like, people come up to me, and when I say I don't have any kids, they think there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, look at you like you're crazy. You ain't got no kids. What's wrong with you? You gay?
Yeah, they sure
do. Yeah,
there's something wrong with you. You can't have none.
Yeah, you can't have any.
Yeah. They say the same thing when they hear my daughter 21 and ain't got no kids. They look at us like we strange. I say, hell no, my daughter ain't going to be no statistic.
People, you know, it's people crazy, you know, in our community about some things when it comes to kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
they're strange about they. I don't understand. That's one thing I don't understand though. They don't like if you were to talk to most men my age or most of black men my age about a marriage, they would say no. I'm never. Most of them would say either I'm never getting married or I'm not going to get married until I'm like 35 or if I'm 40. And But then when it comes to kids, it's like, yeah, I'll have a kid. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. So most of them guys that say that if they don't have kids or if they do have kids, they're not paying crap in child support, because if you're paying a good amount of child support, you can, like, forget a kid. I don't want to hear talk a kid. I get a kennel of dogs before I get a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it, especially all the stuff that's going on now in this day and time. These kids need their father, because look at all this stuff going on in the country. Like that, I put up a video, for prime example, but this boy had his father. Had a hate crime happen to a 13-year-old boy. He up there selling lemonade, working on a lemonade stand, and this racist guy come up to him and throw a water balloon full of urine on him and told him to go back to Africa. Hate crime. That's what I'm saying. These kids need their fathers. Who going to protect them? These women can't protect them from them type of people.
Mm-hmm. But the father don't want nothing to do with him. He allergic to his own children.
That goes back to having children with the right guy too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it all go back to it. Cause like, I'm sorry. To me, if I was a woman, I would feel like I would have more to lose having a child than the guy.
You do. I mean, it's not just a feeling. You do have more to lose, way more to lose. That means, because a man can, like I said, a man can have 50 children all over this country. As long as a woman don't have his name and social security number, he can have kids all over the world, and it wouldn't affect him at all. But for a woman, even one kid completely changes your life.
Yeah.
I mean, you can change the way your body is not going to be as nice as it used to be. You can't go out anymore. I mean, it puts your whole life on hold, and your dating life goes down too. Like, if you put your profile on a dating website and you say you have just one kid, that automatically knocks you down like 10 points.
Right.
Well, not all the time. Not all the time. If the chick look good, it depends on how many. If she got one child, a guy give her a pass. It's when you get two or more is when you become more problematic for a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Am I lying?
I did. Right. And then half of them pedophiles, they're looking for the woman with the churn.
Oh, God. We ain't talking about pedophiles. That's a horse of a different color right there.
Well, they'll take you.
All right,
I'm
looking at some of these comments, and this one guy was talking about how the reason why a lot of black babies are aborted is because black women are using sex to keep their man. And I've actually had some women say that they'd be like, oh, if you put it on him real good, then he'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that a lot of women also feel that, like the comment said, that a lot of women feel that sex equals love, and they don't understand that you can have kids with a man, and you can sleep with them, and you can be the best in the bedroom. That's not going to keep them around.
No, it's not.
I mean, he'll stay around for that, but he's not going to really care about you. A man can sleep with you for 20 years and still not care about you at all.
That's right. They don't get that.
A lot of women don't understand. It's kind of like, you know, sex, you know, with a lot of times it's like you go back to childhood. You got that bike. You're like, oh, you like that new bike, that shiny bike. You're riding it everywhere. You're telling everybody about that bike and everything. Oh, it's the greatest thing ever. Then after about a month, you still like the bike. After about 2 months, 3 months, then you're going to see the bike that's on the ground. You don't want it no more. You want to do something else. And that's kind of like when it comes to guys, is that you think you got the greatest thing in the world, he going to get eventually tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to look for the next chick that's out there that's going to give it up. So you don't want to hold a man with that. You want to hold a man with something that he can't get from some other female.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but thanks to the media these days, they praise women, like, you know, the women that are out there doing wild, reckless things. Women think that that's the reason why. I mean, they think that that's what they need to do. That's why so many women are getting pregnant.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of girls on Facebook idolizing Jocelyn from Love & Hip Hop. What her name is?
Yeah, Jocelyn Hernandez.
Yeah, they idolize Jocelyn and the boy. What's the boy name?
Oh, Stevie J.
Stevie J. They want to be just like that, and they ain't nothing but future age patients. They idolizing them too. They idolize Jocelyn. What is the idolize about her?
Well, they like her weave. I don't know.
Hey, that girl, that was stripper, prostitute, whatever
she
was.
Yeah, she's down for anything. That's what they idolize.
Yeah,
the girl on Facebook showing her breasts, and she idolized Jocelyn. Everything that the Jocelyn and Stevie J do, they try to emulate and try to. That's how they supposed to act. is crazy.
It is sad that all these females, you know, like I said before, you know, they taking money from the stripper's mouth now. Because, I mean, all these females twerking online and
mm-hmm.
all these G-string twerking they doing. Say, dudes ain't got to go to strip clubs no more. They can just turn on Facebook or YouTube and watch it. Watch that.
Mm-hmm. Now they're putting on Instagram, too. So you really don't have to do it. Twitter, any website, really. You don't have to spend money anymore.
Dude, they got this one website I found out about the other day called TwerkTube TV.
Oh, my.
That's a whole website
for that?
A whole website about that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, man, these people are crazy. All the things they put up. Matter of fact, let me see. Hold on. Because I just glanced at it, like, on the mobile. I didn't look at it, like, full on the thing. And I'll tell y'all what's on this junk. Because, man, dudes are tripping. They're twerking. But, you know, they men. I can't say nothing about that.
Yeah, but...
Oh yeah, it's broken down into.
Does it have categories? Let me.
Oh
let me
yeah, it got categories:
it
Asian, Ebony, Latina, White. Oh.
I'm looking at it too. They got a whole. I mean, this is the funny part about it too.
Oh
this
yeah,
makes me
yeah,
mad. This website is making a lot of money off of women being stupid. These women probably aren't even getting any of the money back. This site probably bringing in. You can.
It's a whole website dedicated.
I could set up a website just like this, and I could probably, Lord, within like the first month, I'll probably be able to pay my bills for the year off the view.
You ain't lying. It's like you be tempted to put up websites like this because of the income stream.
Mm-hmm.
It's too easy. I mean, you got so many thirsty dudes out here that want to see it. I have done a litmus test on it myself to prove it. And I've seen the money it makes. I put up one video up on, matter of fact, my website of that chick that was twerking in front of that little boy. You know that video got over 33,000 views? I'm not talking about on YouTube. I'm talking about on my website.
Mm-hmm.
33,000. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like anything with a twerk. I mean, you don't have to show a chick do with a G-string twerking. Just twerking, period. Just put up twerking. Mm-hmm. And I mean, these dudes will flock to that page. Look at this chick, Carmel Kitten. Look how many views she get on YouTube.
Yeah, man, that just goes to show the thirst of these men, man. Like some of these sites. I mean, they don't even block. Sometimes they don't even show the woman's face or anything. All they show is a nice ass, and these guys just go crazy. I'm like. You don't even know who Ash that belongs to, and y'all go crazy like that.
That
could have been a man
too,
these days. You don't even know.
Yeah, it could be a man. Yeah, but Miss Gabrielle, you saw that like twerk. Yeah, y'all look at that twerk tube TV.
They got the Asian, they got the Black, Latino, White, and then they got the pros. What are they got professionals now?
Yeah.
A crazy website.
Yeah. And like, all you got to do is go on Facebook. You'll find out all the material you need to fill up your website. You'll make a lot of money.
Mm-mm.
And just sit back and don't do crap, but just upload videos of twerkers.
Little nasty little girls. See, I don't know who started this revolution. But Lord Jesus, this, what kind of dancing? I can't look at this no more because it's making me mad.
Who is a video? You know, I didn't look at it. What video player are they using though? Or do you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just buy a domain name.
No, I ain't talking about domain. I'm talking about the video player they're actually using.
It's not YouTube.
No, of course it's not YouTube. Let's see what video player they actually
what
using.
Website is what's the name of the website?
TwerkTubeTV.com.
Oh, okay.
No, this one is using YouTube. That one,
I mean, I guess they just, this is YouTube. I mean, I guess they just pull them off the...
Yeah, that's what they do, and they're pulling them off of different places. And then they, I didn't click, I just wanted to see what they got. I mean, this is not hard at all, what they're doing. A lot of them is YouTube, and let's see if they're making money off of it.
Of course they are.
That video does not exist. That one got taken down. That's why you don't use YouTube. If you're going to do it, don't use YouTube. You don't want nobody to flag.
But these women are being stupid, though, because they're sitting there selling their body for... And they're not getting paid for it. you do all this nasty stuff, and okay, maybe you might get some Twitter followers, but Twitter followers don't generate any type of income. And
these
people are living good off of it.
About that? Yes, they're pulling videos.
They just need some attention.
They just want to be famous.
Yeah, they're pulling videos from YouTube. I'm seeing, like, because see, a lot of people upload stuff to YouTube under unlisted.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like, and if dudes liking twerking, then they're not going to flag it. Cause, come on, why are they going to flag it? The only time you get your stuff flagged is when it's in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all these females come by basically hating on the chick, so they're going to flag it.
Mm.
Yeah, y'all seen the website, what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Future porn stars. Future porn stars. See, they got to crawl before they walk, these future porn stars.
And wonder why dudes don't respect them.
Those are the same women running around whining that they can't find a good man. But it's like,
yeah.
you put yourself out there like that. What do you expect?
That's right.
You'll get a lot of men chasing you, but no one's gonna really want to settle down with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what dude they want to respect a twerker. Like I said, trust me. A lot of times I've been tempted to go ahead on and just start featuring a bunch of twerkers on my website and make me some money too. Trust me, I've been real tempted. You think I'm laughing?
I wouldn't do it for real. Because
I look at the amount of money. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Hold on, how much money I made on that one video? I'm gonna tell you right now in a short amount of time. Look that TV. I tell you how much money I made on that one video. But I was doing a video so I know, so I don't want to get my account messed with, so I said I'm gonna post it here. You know what I'm saying? Because you know on YouTube you gotta watch it. They got people. Oh, I'm gonna flag the video because it's this, it's that, and the third. But anyway, what that video is? 33,950 views. Okay, $176. You see what I'm talking about? Now, what if I post about at least
1,000, just like that website?
Yeah, just like a bunch of them, and see how much money comes off of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, these dudes be, and they have dudes that actually sit there and be masturbating to these videos. I don't see how they do that, but they masturbate to these twerking videos. And I didn't know that till I read comments on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw them comments. That was just.
Right on this twerking video, the twerking website, they got advertisement in the porn.
Of course,
the commercial.
That's the next step.
Yeah, that's
what I'm
affiliate.
Saying. That's what I said. Future porn stars. They going right up on this website, proposition them. That's where they recruiting them from, right here.
Mhm. So they know them girls are desperate for attention. So they say, okay, well, I'll pay you $1,000.
They ain't gotta go nowhere looking for them. Come right to
where they
would
get. I can promise you, they're not gonna get a G to their first scene. They're not, because I had somebody break that stuff down to me. They actually did the jump. They wouldn't get $1,000 for their first scene. It depends on what they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you would get that high, because they say a scene range from $500 to $2,000.
No, I know somebody that was making way less. She was getting like, I mean, of course she got flown out there, so maybe that was included. But what she was making was, I think she got like the $396 for one movie. I don't know what it's, you know.
But it depends on what
she
was doing in this movie.
I mean, it was just basic stuff, but
yeah,
I mean, the more risky stuff, the more that's when you get paid more.
You know, I was explaining, like, if they do the anal scene, if they do this, everything goes up in price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why you see a lot of them doing more risky stuff. You know, so it's I don't know. Me personally, I don't see how a woman do that. Let a bunch of guys just run through them like that.
Mhm. I mean, even the men that do it, there's that stigma that okay, you can have some quick money, but then after that, there's not much you can do after you retire from that. That's always gonna be on you.
That's if you retire.
I mean, a lot of them can't retire. They want to leave, but they can't.
Speaking of that, the more risky stuff you do, I was looking at this one video, and because somebody had sent me a link to it, and it had these guys. I mean, it was one black chick with like these, I want to say about a dozen white guys with Confederate flag shirts.
Oh yeah, they do that,
matter
man.
Fact, they had, yeah, matter of fact, they had the whole Confederate flag attire.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking around, giving all of them head, and I mean, I'm like, that's so degrading to me. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Oh yeah, they got black women that participate in that racist porn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you notice something, they're always dark skinned. It's
yep.
true, yeah.
Well, I don't know why they would do it, but
money.
I mean, well, money isn't
money,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, is it really worth it, though? I mean, that's not money that you can really use. I mean, you might be able to pay half of your bills for the month, but then other than that, you got to make money some other way because you can't live off
they
that,
got,
really.
They got some women out there that have sex with men for a pack of Newport and a soda. So $300, is good. $300 is good to some of them women. Yeah. You bring them a two-liter Pepsi and a pack of Newports, they'll give you a blowjob or sex, whatever you want. Shoot.
Yeah, I do. Say a pack of noodles. That would have really been bad.
Got some probably do it for a six-pack of oodles and noodles. Something to get the cheering over the hump. Yeah, they'll do it for that.
Oh, yeah, they be tricking off for rent money. They be tricking off for everything.
Yeah, I know this one girl got her Vepco turned off. Her lights turned off, and she went in there with the Vepco man, give him some sex to turn them back on.
Yeah, you know, I heard this one guy that told me that he said he was cutting off lights, and that was his job.
Mm-hmm.
And he said a lot of women propositioned him for sex, you know,
yeah,
so
do.
He not turned the lights off.
Mm-hmm. They go down with the maintenance man, the telephone man, the cable man, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these women got kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the kids come from the cable man and the light man then.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. So then whenever the lights get cut off, at least they get to see their dad, I guess. That's sad. When you really think about it, I hope those kids aren't actually coming from that.
No, they ain't coming from that. They already there.
Mm-hmm.
They just tricking with the.
But then we're talking about abortion, though. It's like, geez, if a woman is really going to be out there doing stuff like that just
mm-hmm.
to take care of her kids, like,
mm-hmm.
what then? Is I know you say that you don't agree with it, but some women really don't be parents.
No, they don't. Mm-mm. I was talking to a girl the other day. She got seven. And we was
seven.
Talking about how old they are. Yeah, how old they are and where they at and stuff. She couldn't even remember all of them names. I was calling the names out to her, James and this and that. She told me something. Who is that? I said, that's your son. Girl, I don't even remember all their names. I said, good God almighty.
Well, she got half a classroom full of kids. I mean,
yeah, she got to start in
yeah,
class.
And then, put the icing on the cake and said, I would have had nine if I ain't get the two abort. No, she miscarried. If I ain't had two miscarriages, I would have had nine.
Mm-mm.
Yep. Don't even know all of them names of the birthday.
I don't think women can do that sort of thing. I don't know. I just think having a child is like something special, and I just don't think that any old guy should be able to impregnate a woman. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just don't think.
But see, they out there partying. They out there living that life, partying, tricking, going to pool parties, and all kind of clubs and stuff. They out there living that life. They don't care what happened. Baby pop up, the baby pop up. Deal with it when the baby get here.
My thing is, if you want to have sex, that's your business. But, dog, why you got to go? Why y'all going raw so much? And, you know, at one point in time, you be thinking, oh, it's these guys. No, these females want the dudes to go raw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so they want that dope
females,
money.
That's it. Not only the money, but they say they just enjoy it. Wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
They don't know I don't like condoms. Let's say that in a minute.
They don't like condoms. Uh-huh.
Okay, but then they the same ones spreading STDs around. So.
They'll learn the hard way.
I'll be more worried about that. I'll be more worried about my teeth falling out and
yeah. They don't care about
the
diseases.
Make you go blind, have your teeth falling out, and everything else.
They all on Facebook. They don't care about catching the diseases. They don't want no babies. Tell me, girl, I got my birth control shot. I got my birth control. Girl, that ain't going to control the AIDS from jumping on you.
Getting the package.
They sap it.
They won't stop the package from coming.
That's right. Up there advertising that they love to get down with oral sex. When you get your mouth full of sores, you're going to wish you would have rethought that. Mouth gonna be full of sores.
That's the herpes is a gift that keep on giving.
Mm-hmm. HPV and herpes all in your mouth.
And in your throat.
Then they gonna be cancer. Looking sad, huh?
You can get cancer too, but
yeah, it's gonna be like Michael Douglas eating the throat cancer.
Mm-mm. You gotta be responsible as an adult. I would just say, like, why don't you just, if that's what you wanna do, why not screen the people that you decide to be with, or I mean, just have an agreement.
You can't screen them. Half of them lying. You can't screen them.
Well, why don't you get to know the person before you do something with them? You can't just meet any old random person off the street and just say, okay.
That's what they do. They meet them at the club.
That's what they're doing. At the club. Yeah, straight to the hotel club. Or to the apartment.
Shoot. Or apartment, shoot. Sometimes it's in the car. The bathroom.
In the car. Yeah. Sometimes it's right in the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, they put you up on World Star in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. That's cool points for them.
Man, my thing is, if I'm wilding out with these females, I would want to be on camera with these females. But sure, these dudes don't even care.
They don't. They think it's cute.
Well, I don't think the guy think it's cute. I think he just thinks.
Well, their friends be cheering them on. They be like, oh, yeah, woo, World Star, you know. They just waiting for some mess to pop off so they can post that stuff on WorldStar.
Yep.
You know, I was saying the other day, I agree with Oprah and some other women who decided not to have kids. It's hard and tough out here for these kids. Look at Trayvon. And you bring the kids into the world, it's hard. It's real hard. Not just from the black and white thing. From the peer pressure and a whole bunch of stuff the kids got to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, some people just don't want to have children. I think that if you really don't want to, you shouldn't have to. One thing I don't like is when people try to guilt people into having children that they don't really want, because not everybody is really fit.
That's right.
I agree with you on that. If you don't want to have kids or anything like that, or you don't think you're not going to be a good parent, then you shouldn't have them. I really think, you know, it should be like that.
Mm-hmm. But it just ain't about you wanting to have kids or being a good parent. You got to look at the world you're bringing the child into. And times are getting worse. You know, it's getting worse and worse and worse for us black people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to look at the whole picture.
Yeah, it's been something now. Where it's becoming imperative for both parents to be there now, because where our community is going, I mean, it's getting terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, like, you gonna need them fathers back, like they used to have it in the community, because all this stuff, like you say, with the racism going on and all these racial attacks and all this other stuff, man, you better have a man, because you're going to be the plain main one. I'm sorry, they're going to be picking off.
But
you won't have a man to protect.
Yeah. Because if they don't get you in the wash, they're going to get you in the rinse.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard out here. It's hard. And it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, because this racism going on. It's acting like the 50s again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And I ain't never thought I'd see that here in America, at least in my time period.
Right. And not only do they got to worry about the racism killings, the black-on-black killings. I mean, it's just a domino effect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot to deal with, these kids coming up these days.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of this racism going on, from what I see, being perpetuated by the media. These media outlets. People like or sites like Fox News and what's the other one? Stormfront and all these other conservative sites pushing all this stuff, man. It's just it's causing division, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're only dividing you, distracted from something else.
Yeah, from what's really
going
on.
Because all these little race wars, while all this little issue with Trayvon was going on, nobody was paying attention to all the legislation they were trying to pass. And since nobody even pays attention to the local elections or anything like that, they can pretty much pass whatever they want as long as they can distract you.
Right.
I mean, we're more worried about what Kim Kardashian is doing instead of worrying about what really matters.
Mm-hmm. And that's sad that we actually worry about things that we should not be worrying about, and paying attention to the world around us. You know, of course, yes. I mean, for those of us who are blogging and all that, yeah, we talk about those things. That's hot topics, you know, to talk about whatever. Even though people may not like Kim Kardashian, she brings whatever she brings to the table. You know, this is the story for the day. But really, the hot topic now has been the racism, and you know that's why I've been talking a lot about it. As I was telling Ms. Gabriella earlier, mm-hmm. a lot of my videos, because I'm glad this topic been brought to the forefront, and all these undercover racists that's been saying, you know, I'm cool with black people now. They being exposed, and I love it. They being exposed, and those with them Uncle Toms and Uncle Ruckus is being exposed. I love it. I love every minute of it. I mean, they had a dude, like some dudes I used to listen to on YouTube, like, you know, Ms. Gabrielle was telling me the other day about Alex Jones. I don't even listen to Alex Jones anymore. I used to until the Trayvon thing, because he sided with that Zimmerman stuff. I said, oh, no. I kept hearing how he was talking. I said, I can't listen to Alex Jones no more. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, well, see, he probably one in one said, I'm cool with black people, but this case showed, you know, who's who.
Yeah. A lot of people's true colors came out of this.
Yeah, it did.
Black and white.
Yeah.
You seen
but
all
you know
of, you
what
seen
I think? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know what, that Trayvon case, I think it was common sense. Now, the Zimmerman got a gun. Trayvon didn't have no weapon or nothing. So, of course, that's Trayvon hollering and screaming on the 911 call. I don't know how they could say... You know, I think that was just common sense. Somebody got a gun on you or chasing you or, you know, something. You're going to holler, help, help. And they're going to tell me that was Zimmerman. He got the gun. What he hollering for?
You know, speaking of Zimmerman, you know he was cited today?
Cited for what? He's a hero.
No. He was, today the report was Zimmerman pulled a guy out of a car.
Said he was a hero.
Yeah. They say he will have a bulletproof vest on and all this other stuff. Zimmerman, and they say it was a mile away from the area that he killed Trayvon in. So he's still living in the same area.
Okay, so he still, yeah, they say he got the, so he was still able to get around town and everything because he got a disguise on. Say the man was in a car accident and flipped over, and Zimmerman and another man pulled a man out the wreckage. They calling him a hero now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That still ain't gonna help him.
Yeah, I could.
He's still a murderer.
I could be wrong on this, but to me it just seems like a big publicity stunt to get some of the bad PR off of him.
Of course.
Probably so.
Nobody, like I said, who saw him do it? Because I sure didn't see him do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's a news report of Zimmerman like being a hero? I mean, obviously he'll put the camera in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, right? I mean, they would like to show him in a good light. Fox News would love to show him in a good light. They'll put a camera in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I want to call Fox News Klan News. That's about what it is.
Yeah.
That's why every time I catch Bill O'Reilly saying something slick, I'm going to put a video up on him. I can't stand Bill O'Reilly.
I actually used to like him, but over time, and I really saw how he was, it kind of just, I was like, I can't deal with you no more.
Him, Geraldo. Did you hear Geraldo got caught taking some picture, half naked picture or something?
With his shirt off. Yeah.
Yeah. You old decrepit, like, you old decrepit bastard. Put your shirt back on.
Yep. He looked like a burnt. He looked like a burnt out cowboy.
Ronaldo. Oh,
well, get me some of these black guys that we have on Fox News though, man. They just as bad. Like
they some coons. What's
the guy's name? Like Larry Elder and all them guys, man.
Oh my
bad.
God, Larry Elder, man. Did you see my video on Larry Elder today?
Yeah, I seen it.
You like how I tied it in with Steven?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's your favorite reference.
Yeah, you did that.
I'm gonna keep talking about Steven. I ain't gonna stop talking about him.
Yeah, you
that
did that. Excellent.
So I was gonna post that to YouTube and it wouldn't let me. So I said, okay, I'll post it to my website then.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they let you? Oh,
just
okay.
Say you can't claim third party stuff. In other words, you know, with the ads or something for that particular thing. I don't know if it was a CNN clip. I don't know what it was. Okay, say forget it. I'm going to put it up on my website.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could have been a movie. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. I mean, maybe if it was for critique and stuff, but you can't claim ads on it.
But I still agree with you, Advance. So, I mean, you were right about, you know, so many... particularly black men and, well, black people in general, I guess, trying to assimilate. I mean, you know, some people in our community just take it a little too far. Well, not a little too far, way too far. You know, they try to be something that you never will be, not knowing that, you know, you got white nationalists out there that just clown them and talk behind their back about them.
Yeah, but they don't understand. They you know, because they'll sit there and smile right in their face and then talk about them behind their back, and they don't.
Yeah,
really
my thing is, I respect you more if you say stuff to my face, and not online either. Don't say it online. Say it to my face. That's why I'm gonna get with Chad. I'm gonna see if I can get that white nationalist to come on my show. I wanna have a good debate with him.
Like I like that video you did about when you were talking about Charles Barkley, how he was so pro Zimmerman.
Yeah, that was sick.
I thought that was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was sick, man. To see people just cooning like that, like the coons made sure they come out and say, hey, massa, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
I ain't signed with them Negroes.
Yeah. Yeah. When people get a little money, they change a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see, what did it say? You here? Let's see, what is this? What are they talking about? I'm trying to say who this is, who they talking about. Anyway. So, anyway, we're wrapping everything up. We got about 2 minutes. Gabriella, you want to leave us with anything before we wrap it up?
I pretty much said everything I needed to say already.
Gabriella got it all out. She ain't got nothing more to say.
Nope.
Well, that's good. Well, make sure. Who is this? I don't know who that is. Well, make sure you check out my channel. I put up the little videos I did put up today. If you care to watch that. And leave comments on there about President Obama. Talked about that. Talk about the trend of Trayvoning they're doing, which is very sick. Kanye West, he went on a little rant, you know, about them elderly people that was held captive in a home here in Houston so they can collect the government checks. I did one on Dwayne Wade's ex-wife and about that young man that was a victim of a hate crime when they threw their water balloon full of urine on him. So... you know, if you're interested in checking those out, you can. And appreciate everybody. Excuse me, Ms. Barbara.
Did y'all look at the Dr. Drew the show with that Miss Ali, that black, the lady supposed to be a black queen or something?
Talking about
Shahrazad
Ali?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it, but I know who she is.
Yeah,
I saw it. She's a trip. I like her.
Okay.
I'm about to check it out online.
Yeah, she's a trip.
Okay.
Because I remember she used to say stuff about, you know, black women and keep their mouth shut or get slapped in the mouth or something back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd leave something else.
Yeah, she's been talking a lot of stuff. You need to pull up and listen to her. Put some of that on your page.
All right, I'm about to check it. I'm about to check and see if I can find some clips. Where she, some recent clips. I remember what she used to say
right.
back in the day.
Yeah, she's been out. She's been out a whole bunch here lately.
Okay.
Going around to the different shows. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining the show, and definitely be back for sure. Or so next week, we'll see if we can get that white nationalist on. Let's debate him. Why he think that white people are so much better and everything. I think that'll be interesting. But we'll see y'all next week.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.